Good morning. The time is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to your community station, Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Sharon Sullivan and Colleen Dahlquist of Sitka Community Hospital. They're here today to talk about a new breastfeeding mother support group, which is held Wednesday afternoons from 2:30 to 3:30 at Yoga Union. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for being here. So why did you want to offer this support group?
Well, I wanted to provide a supportive, informal forum for women to come together and just share their ideas and questions and challenges and solutions with each other. Breastfeeding is natural, but it's not always easy for people. And we want to support women every step of the way and help them make connections with each other as well.
And what are some of the advantages of breastfeeding?
There are so many advantages. Health benefits that last a lifetime for both mother and baby. For babies, it's dramatic decreases in allergic conditions, things like asthma, eczema, all the strange skin rashes people get, significant reductions in autoimmune issues and cancer, significantly less incidence of type 1 and 2 diabetes, fewer infections, just generally healthier babies. The benefits to moms are less known, things like decreased blood pressure for life. Breastfeeding moms actually get more sleep. They have less depression. They also have lower incidence of diabetes. Goes on and on. Yeah.
Breastfeeding seems to be sort of a controversial topic right now with some businesses prohibiting it. Has it always been viewed this way?
Well, it's a cultural phenomenon, I believe, more specific to the United States, that we have an idea that somehow breastfeeding is not part of life. And in Europe and other countries, in Asia, Africa, women are much more comfortable feeding their babies in a community setting. And here, women tend to stick in their own homes or a little more isolated or feel confined. And in fact, it's the state law and national law that women have the right to breastfeed anywhere. They should not need to go to the restroom or hide in their car. We have a law that also supports additional breaks at work for pumping or providing milk to your baby. So on a governmental level, it's been supported. On a social level, some people still aren't comfortable in the United States. We just have a different view here for some reason.
Sharon, what's your background?
Well, I am a longtime OB nurse, and I'm also a lactation consultant.
And how did you become passionate about that?
Well, as a person who helps people have babies, you see that a lot of the work begins actually after the baby's born. And sometimes in a busy hospital setting, you don't always have time as the nurse to really provide that care, the one-on-one support, even hands-on. And so I wanted to be able to have more time to devote to that and give people the personalized attention to really help them succeed.
We were talking about something sort of that was startling to me before we got in here about the EDC, the estimated date of confinement, that used to be what a due date was called. Would you tell me more about that?
Well, yeah, it actually wasn't that long ago. And still in some medical texts, if you look, it's still called the EDC, or expected date of confinement. Now it's been changed to the EDD, expected due date. But I think way back, 1700s, 1800s, the early newborn time was viewed as a time of literal confinement, where a woman was in her home and kind of lost her social connections to the outside. But in fact, even though we've changed the name, it still can be a very isolating time for women, where they're spending a lot of time doing young child, you know, care and feeding, and they may or may not have a lot of social support with that if their partner's back to work and being the provider. And so part of the idea for doing the forum is to allow women to make those social connections. And it'll be very informal. So if people want to socialize and even plan play dates and things while they're there, that's wonderful. I don't want to see women feeling confined about being a mother. And I'm wanting them to be very much integral and part of this community.
Yeah, that social part seems like an important aspect of the support group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been very, I guess I adopted a passion for this too because of Sharon and her background in education and interest. And we just thought it was a logical thing to do to be able to support this service through the clinic, Mountside Clinic, and Sitka Community Hospital. And we even have it posted in our clinic that we're a breastfeeding friendly environment. So I hope that people just take advantage of that and feel that they're welcome to do that in our lobby at the clinic as well. We recognize this need for the support in the community. Gosh, and formalized it last November. And wow, she's been such an asset to this community for this service. I hope that more people learn about it and take advantage of it.
And what sort of topics will you be covering in the group? Will there be different themes each week, or is it more loosely organized?
It's going to be very loose and organic because it's free and open and no pre-registration is required. So there may be women with babies of different ages, and I'd really like to allow them to bring their questions and concerns, and then we will address those. And other moms can share their tips and suggestions, and then I'll be there to facilitate and provide information. I am hoping to have some guest speakers and some focus topics, but initially I just want to be able to provide the forum for people to inspire and motivate each other and deal with what questions they have. That being said, if people have more complex issues or want personalized care, I think it's probably best for them to see me in clinic and we can have a one-on-one appointment. But the forum is a great start if you just have a question or something like that.
I agree. Yeah.
Sharon, we were also talking about some statistics that were interesting about how many women worldwide breastfeed and then how that translates to the United States. Would you mind sharing those with me again?
Yeah, well, it's recommended that babies get only breast milk for the first six months of life, so exclusive breastfeeding, no other food or fluids. Globally, only about 40% of women manage to make it that 6 months. And in the United States, we're between 20 and 25% of women that make it those first 6 months. Even though 95 to 99% of women start out with the intention of exclusively breastfeeding, somewhere we're losing two-thirds of them along the way. And so hopefully having these groups can help keep mamas going.
Colleen, did you have anything else to add?
I don't. It's such a pleasure to be able to offer this service, and I support it completely.
What about you, Sharon? Is there something that we didn't cover or you'd like to talk about?
I think we covered a lot. I just really appreciate that Sitka community is so supportive and values the breastfeeding. And that we are a very baby-friendly hospital. We have implemented all 10 steps to baby-friendly, even though we don't carry that designation. I just want anyone out there who's expecting to know that it's a great place for new families. And if they have questions for me, I'm in clinic in the afternoons at 747-1722.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to Raven Radio this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Brielle.
That was Colleen Dahlquist and Sharon Sullivan of Sitka Community Hospital. They were here to talk about the Breastfeeding Mother Support Group, which is held Wednesdays from 2:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon at Yoga Union.